Here's Pastor Brian as he begins this week's study.
Welcome to the program today, and all this week we are going to be looking at Roman Catholic theology and the subject of justification. And actually, we started the series last week, and this series will continue for several weeks. This week we'll be focusing on how the sacraments relate to the subject of justification. One thing in looking at Roman Catholic theology on this subject, it's important to understand that you cannot just look at the topic of justification. You also have to study the aspect of the sacraments, grace, the church, as well as justification, because they're all combined together. This is what Paul Schrotenbohr points out in his work entitled Roman Catholicism, where he writes, "For the Church of Rome, Catholicism and sacramentalism go hand in hand. Both in its theology and in its practice, it gives great weight to the seven rites it calls sacraments." So all this week, we'll be looking at the role the sacraments play in justification in Roman Catholic theology. And for the Roman Catholic Church, there's seven different sacraments, which are baptism, penance, communion, confirmation, matrimony, ordination or holy orders, and last rites, or what is also called extreme unction. And as one could see, these sacraments start at birth and end at death. One man has called this from the cradle to the grave. As one can see, the sacraments are extremely important and play a role in the life of a Roman Catholic from birth to the end of their life. And actually, grace is even imparted after one passes away while they're in purgatory. That's a subject that we'll actually look at next week. So let me give you a description of each of the sacraments and how they communicate grace in Roman Catholic theology. First of all, baptism in the Roman Catholic idea is to remove original sin and then places you as a member of the body of Christ. Penance is related to confession and bestows the forgiveness of sins. The Mass or the Eucharist is to help man gain favor with God, whether on earth or in purgatory. It is a propitiatory sacrifice for the living and the dead. Confirmation is the imparting of the Holy Spirit in a special sense to strengthen and confirm one's faith. Holy orders, according to the Primer on Roman Catholicism by Stanley Stuber, he describes this sacrament as to bestow power and grace to the sacred duties of bishops, priests, and other ministers of the church. And matrimony is the bestowal of grace to unite two people in marriage, to supply them the grace that is needed in the marital relationship. Then extreme unction, or last rites, is to bestow health and strength to the soul and sometimes to the body. It's important to understand that these seven sacraments are the things which bestow the grace of God. So in Roman Catholic theology, a person isn't saved. They are actually receiving grace in piecemeal, bit by bit, through the seven different sacraments. And so each time a person is involved with receiving one of these sacraments, a little more grace is added to their life. And it is important to understand that these seven sacraments were not initiated in church until the 12th century. So it's not as if this doctrine has been in their church from the beginning of the New Testament onward. Let's look at two passages of Scripture that refute this idea that grace is given in piecemeal, bit by bit, over one's life from birth all the way to death. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 is very clear, which says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ." And so here it's past tense that we have been blessed in Christ. The moment we receive Christ, we receive every spiritual blessing. And then the rest of chapter 1 up through verse 14 goes on to describe what some of those spiritual blessings are. And a partial list is that we are without spot or blame before Him in love, according to verse 4. We've also been adopted, according to verse 5. Also, we've been accepted in the Beloved, according to verse 6, and then redemption and forgiveness of sins is mentioned in verse 7. Paul does not describe the grace of God being given in parts or in pieces over one's lifetime, but the second a person is in Christ, all these blessings are applied to the life of the believer. Peter says the same thing in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, which says, "As His divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who called us by glory and virtue." So we've received all things that pertain to life and godliness. All things that pertain to eternal life and godliness has been imparted to us through the knowledge of Him, which is describing that point in which we've had faith in Christ. Let me define, according to Roman Catholic theology, what a sacrament is. It's not a memorial when someone comes to the communion service, but it's actually something that dispenses the grace of God. And according to the Catholic Encyclopedia, page 246, it says that the sacraments are internal grace, is that power received in the interior of the soul, enabling us to act supernaturally. So So they actually change a person inwardly by imparting grace and giving the individual power to perform what the sacrament has called us to do. For example, within Roman Catholic theology, they have what they call sacramental grace, which is supernatural help to fulfill the purpose of each sacrament. For example, the sacrament of confirmation is the grace, and I quote the Roman Catholic Catechism, to live our faith loyally and to profess it courageously. So when someone is confirmed, grace is imparted to that individual to be able to live out the faith. Let me also give you another quote from Pope Paul VI, where he said, "Let no one deny that the sacraments are acts of Christ, who administers them through the agency of men. Therefore, they are holy of themselves, and owing to the virtue of Christ," now this is what I want you to hear, "they confer grace to the soul as they touch the body." So the sacraments are the means in which God communicates or passes his grace on to individuals. So what you need to see in Roman Catholic theology in the area of justification, the individual needs to receive the sacraments in order to receive enough grace so they could be right before God. Quoting from the Catechism of Catholic Doctrine in section 117, the question is asked, how do you receive grace? And the answer is, the principal ways of obtaining grace are prayer and the sacraments and the Holy Eucharist. So here we're seeing that for a Roman Catholic, they will never know in this life if they are truly saved. For them, that is referred to as a sin of presumption, for someone that could actually confess that they are truly saved. They never know because they don't know if they received enough grace in order to bypass purgatory and then go right in to the presence of the Lord. So throughout their entire life, they're receiving bits of grace, which hopefully will cover the evil that they have done. And once again, I'd like to quote from official Roman Catholic Church doctrine, the Council of Trent, where they described their theology on the sacraments. I'd like to read two quotes on this subject. First one says, "If anyone says that the sacraments were not all instituted by our Lord Jesus Christ, or that there are more or less than seven, or that one of these seven is not truly and intrinsically a sacrament, let him be anathema. Then also, if anyone says that the sacraments are not necessary for salvation, and that without them, men obtain from God through faith alone the grace of justification, let him be anathema." That's why it's important for you to understand that in Roman Catholicism, grace is not given to the individual apart from them receiving the sacraments. As I pointed out last week, this basically sets up a mediator between God and man other than the man Christ Jesus. It sets up the church or the priest, because the priests are the only ones that are able to distribute the sacraments to the life of the people. And so that means not only are the sacraments in Roman Catholic theology necessary for salvation, but also the Roman Catholic Church itself is necessary for salvation, because they're the only means by which the grace of God can be communicated to an individual. Let me read from another standard Catholic work from Dr. Ludwig Ott from Fundamentals of Catholic Dogma. In relation to sacraments, he writes, "The sacraments are the means appointed by God for attainment of eternal salvation. Three of them are in the ordinary way of salvation, so necessary that without their use, salvation cannot be attained. That is baptism, penance, and holy orders." This is why some theologians have referred to the Roman Catholic position as sacerdotal salvation, or salvation that depends upon the sacraments distributed through the priesthood. Let me read another quote from the Catechism of Catholic Doctrine that clearly points out that the sacraments are necessary for man's salvation in Roman Catholic theology. It reads, "No one can be saved without sanctifying grace, and the Catholic Church alone is a divinely established means by which grace is brought to the world and the full fruits of our Lord's redemption are applied to men. So without the Roman Catholic Church, the fruits of redemption which Jesus paid for at the cross could not be applied to men." Also reading from the New Catholic Encyclopedia on the subject, speaking about the mission of the Church, it says, "It discharges its mission by dispensing the sacraments and other means of sanctification. Justification then also becomes a necessary relation to the sacraments, to which Christ applies to a particular person the fruits of redemption." This whole concept is completely and very clearly contrary to the message of the New Testament. I'd like to point out two references. One in Colossians chapter 2, verse 9 and 10, which reads, "For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him who is the head of all principality and power." So here Paul is writing to the Colossians because they had this same idea that you needed to add something to one's faith in Christ's work on the cross in order to be complete, or in order for salvation to be complete. But Paul clearly states in verse 10, "And you are complete in him." And it's very clear in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 14, which reads, "For by one offering he has perfected forever those who are being sanctified." So there's a perfection or a completion that comes about through the one offering of Jesus Christ. in Roman Catholic theology, it denies this idea that man is complete or has been perfected in relationship to salvation, that we need to continue to add things to it so that we receive sufficient amount of grace in order to be right in the sight of God or to remain right in the sight of God. And through the rest of the week, we'll be looking at these seven sacraments and how they are related to the subject of justification, especially pointing out that apart from the sacraments in Roman Catholic theology, one cannot truly be justified. And this is clearly contradictory to the message of the New Testament.